Well, I suppose the first thing we had to do was identify a geographical region. That was, then we also had to prove what we were saying was right. So we had to identify all the grasses and the herbs and natural heathers the lambs were being reared on. And to prove then as well that they got their characteristics, that the carcass got its characteristics from the region. So the amount of paperwork, that was involved in was something else.
And what kind of help did you get from state bodies like Bord Bia or the Department of Agriculture?
Well, I suppose at the time we accessed every single avenue we could access. I suppose we got, bits of information here and there that helped us. But literally, we did most of it ourselves, to be honest.
Our lamb is a lean carcass, and it's a product, I suppose, of the grasses and the heathers and the environment on the hills in which it's reared. From, we'd say, mid-March, early April, right up to the current time here in October, November. It's a slow-growing a lamb, but the benefits of that is it takes in all the herbage and all the environment which it's reared, and that leaves a lovely rosy red colour on the carcass when it's ultimately killed. In Connemara, we're farming, we're fishing, and we have tourism. Those are three mainstay, if you like, activities. So from our point of view, it's important that we add value to our product. And certainly every time you add value, you do increase the possibility for a bigger revenue and also for more employment as a result of it. So that's positive. It saves some of our friends going away on boats, I'm afraid, and on planes.
There has been a market now developed on the back of our lamb and subsequently on the PGI status. That has given it, I suppose, what we always might have known, that has given it credence, if you like. And as a result of that, we are able to sell our lamb for a premium price. And that's the financial reward at the end of it for us.
It generates money, so it keeps people in the area. So therefore, it has a much wider impact than just, we'll say, for the farmers. It'll benefit the whole region, like. To be very sad to see all these rural communities dying out. And by having something like this, their own brand name, their own product, well, that's one sure way of keeping the area alive.